Last item is the forfeits agenda item, please. Item number 19-1.
Call special elections to fill the unexpired term of commissioner position number 2 on May 19, 2020, and if necessary, August 11, 2020.
Colleagues, this item sets the dates for the special election to fill the seat of commissioner number 2, the commissioner of public works. Of course, I'm talking about Commissioner Nick Fish's position. Thank you for agreeing to hear this as a four-fifths item. It was very important to Commissioner Fish that he structure and time his resignation so as not to influence in any way the process or outcome of the election. Nick believed the office he held was sacred, and he wanted the best and the brightest in our community to vigorously compete for the honor of succeeding him on this council. The charter sets parameters for filling of a vacancy, and this item is prepared by our city attorney in consultation with city, county, and state election staff. We have Tracy Reeve and Deborah Scroggin on hand to answer any questions we may have.
I have one question.
That's your cue to come on up.
I don't see Deborah.
Oh, there she is. Welcome. Thank you. Commissioner Udaly.
My single question is, I understand that the election will be held in May on the same on the regular ballot. Will the filing deadline for candidates be the same, which is March 10th?
It is the same. Okay. Everything else should be the exact same, except for...
I'm sorry, you have to identify yourself for the record.
Deborah Scroggin, City Elections Officer. The filing dates should all remain the same, except for it will be a shortened filing period that I expect to begin on Monday.
Great. Thank you.
Can you move that closer and answer something?
Commissioner Fritz had a couple of questions.
Actually, I just want to clarify that the Open and Accountable Elections Program will be available for this election. That will have different timelines than the current filing, and those will be posted on the Open and Accountable Elections website today. Essentially, so the rules are the same, but the calendar is different.
Thank you.
Very good.
That's great news.
Commissioner Hardesty, did you have a question or a comment?
I just wanted to put on the record that about the charter, just to say that there are people that think that we should be having the runoff, if there's a runoff in July, based on the charter, and I understand that federal law actually lays out the appropriate process for this kind of election. Is that an accurate statement?
There are a number of factors that go into that. There are federal law requirements, there are state law requirements. The charter deadlines have been in the charter for a long period of time. We looked back over the last, I think this is the fourth time since starting with former Commissioner Blumenauer, who's of course now a United States Congressman, and the council in each of those instances has extended, found it reasonably necessary to extend the time periods. One of the things that we're sort of mentally putting on our to-do list as the Charter Review Commission comes up is to look at modifying those charter dates because they're really not feasible.
Very good. And I understand overseas ballots have something to do with the date we've selected.
In particular, military and overseas ballots have to be mailed out 45 days prior to the election. So scheduling an election in July is not feasible.
Very good. I appreciate it. Carlin, I'm not clear whether or not we take public testimony on a four-fifths item.
Well, it is a resolution.
It is a resolution. Is there anybody here who would like to provide testimony on this item?
Don't know if they're still here. Diana and Edith Gillis.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon, yes, that's right. It is now afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Diana Gutman, and I signed up, and I'm in support of this. I don't know what to say. I encourage the public to nominate the person that they think would fill the seat best, because this is a seat that is for public service, and Commissioner Fish was a wonderful public servant. He helped so many people. He cared about the people of Portland, and that's something that anyone who takes this seat should be aware of. He worked with the indigenous communities to help understand how we took care of our land. And I had the privilege of being at the salmon celebration over the summer. And it was a very, very special event. And I can't even begin to express how sad of a day this is. And I learned so much from Commissioner Fish. And we as a city are going to learn in this process and take what he has taught us. And I do believe that whoever comes forward will be the right person. And so I just, my heart goes out to his family, to everyone here at City Hall. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Dinah. That was a beautiful tribute. Thank you. It's a great way to end our morning session. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
So to be clear again, the open and accountable elections program will be available for candidates for this seat. There are multiple rules to that program, and so before candidates do anything, I encourage them to contact Susan Mote or Daniel Lukow and ask for a training so that you make sure that you do everything right, because the election cycle for this seat was started on January 2nd and goes through August 11th. And as I said, the timeline will be posted on the Open and Accountable I'm getting beat. The Open and Accountable Elections website, which is linked from the front page of mine. It's fitting that we're voting on this at the end of this meeting as we started at the beginning. It's a sad vote. Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The resolution is adopted. We're adjourned.